Well, the United States acts both in the context of the Security Council and in our bilateral and other regional relationships. So we are working across the board to underscore that the behavior of Assad is absolutely unacceptable. You know, he has lost any legitimacy to lead, and we think it is past that it would be much, much better for the people of Syria, and Syria would be better off without Assad. And we're looking to the future and looking to lend support to the people of Syria who have the same aspirations for freedom and democracy that we've seen in so many other parts of the world. So we'll continue our discussions and our efforts here in New York as well as elsewhere. I'm loath to predict how exactly the council may respond in the future. I think council members have been moved by what they have seen of late and the intensifying and horrific violence against civilians. But we've also been frustrated, quite candidly, that it has taken the council as long as it has to be able to speak with one voice. And we think that it's past time for all council members to put the interests of the Syrian people rather than particular bilateral issues or interests at the forefront of their action, and for the council to continue, as it did last week, with our strong support, to deliver a very strong message that what is happening in Syria is unacceptable and it needs to be stopped.